Hello and welcome to Pixels in the Animation. This is episode 91. This is our penultimate episode for Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
Kill me now.
We're not going to wait till we get home, folks. Kill me now.
So close to the end, and yet so far.
Why do we always have to cut these things so damn close?
Oh, my God.
I was right. Mm-hmm. They got worse.
Yeah. There's one in particular that I'm going to be shitting on this episode.
I forget which one it is, but there's one either in this episode, in either 91 or 92, I forget, where they go back to the Chaos Emerald stuff for like one episode. And I'm thinking, right, take that episode, put it at the end of put it after Prehistoric Sonic, take those five episodes and put them at the end of the fucking series already. Jesus Christ. Oh. You can't create story episodes, a four-part, five-part, whatever, in the middle of a friggin' show, and then just go back to the yucks and the yucks. Oh, God. Uh-huh. Every time I've had to watch these cartoons, I've gone over to the Boomerang streaming service and watched, like, 5 hours of Looney Tunes stuff to wash my brain out. I mean, seriously. Oh, my God. All right. Starting off tonight, we have... Roadhog. Sonic and Tails are arrested for speeding as a result of Robotnik having hypnotized the law through pollen. The Sonic segment was all about calling for help. What? What the hell is this shit?
I don't know. I told you that the Sonic Says segments most likely have nothing to do with what the actual episode is about. It's just somebody shoehorning a message into the program because FCC regulations or something.
Some of them have to deal with the episode and some of them don't.
Yeah, but there's no priority put on that.
Oh, no. I mean, no, not at all. I mean, just look at the mask PSAs. Mm. You could have Venom going after Las Vegas gold, and the PSA would be about not setting forest fires or kitchen fires or crossing.
Read a book.
Yeah, read a book. Don't burn a book. Read a book. Yeah. But this is a mind control episode with pollen, no less. And since the entire planet of Mobius, everywhere that they go on this planet, they know Sonic is the fastest thing alive. And they know that Tails follows him, regardless if it's a mind control thing. It just makes no sense that the police would pull it. Like, I could see, Sonic dressing up as a cop and doing the pullover to Robotnik, because that's, But, oh my God, really? Seriously? And then he gets put in charge of a gang of bikers? I don't know if I can get through these final 10 or 11 episodes, because already my mind is just like, what the hell did I just watch?
Well, somehow he gets unhypnotized, then gets hypnotized into being the leader of a biker gang. And yeah. I'm like, okay. And it took us like 15 minutes to get to that. So the title of the episode is based on something that happens more than halfway through the show.
Mm-hmm. The only cool thing about this was they didn't really use it very well, but I liked that they did it, was that they used all of his catchphrases and yada, yada, yadas to kind of get him out of being mind controlled, but it's like everybody else saying it, and then there'd be like a half a second of him just kind of like standing there or whatever, trying to think of, oh, should I remember Way Past Cool, or should I remember this? Should I be doing something else? Should I be a good guy, or should I be a bad guy? I just don't know. Any other thoughts on Roadhog?
Oh, God. Just a typical amnesia episode. That's basically what it was, because, like, they go, hey, Sonic, Who's Sonic? It's just another variant of the Amnesia episode, so that's all I have to say.
Kermit the Frog did it better.
I just don't feel like myself lately.
Up next is the robot's robot.
You know, as an artist, you know, if you're gonna do the love child of Scratch and Grounder, you could have done it a lot funnier than that. I mean, that design, it's like, what the hell? I would have been like, you know, just put me in a room, I'll come up with funny designs all day, and then you could pick one. They did something. What was it, like a? It looked like a VTech child's computer attached to like a tricycle.
Yeah, pretty much. Scratch and Grounder build a robot of their own who soon runs away and ends up befriending Sonic. Oh god, the Sonic Says segment was all about fire. It had nothing to do with it. I think, is it this episode that they kind of go back and do flashbacks to Junior and Breezy and all that?
Oh no, that's...
That's later? Okay, yeah. That's later. Alright. I mean... The only reason why Scratch and Grounder built this thing is so they wouldn't have to do what Robotnik always tells them to do, so they could have something to boss around. Mm-hmm. And then they try in the middle of it to turn it into a parenting episode, and, oh, but I miss my parents, and yada, yada, yada. And
well, that's the thing that kind of sucks is that they threw it out at the end of the episode. Sonic's like, hey, kid, you want to hang out with me instead of Robotnik? And he has this sentimental picture of Scratch and Grounder, and he just tosses it aside. And I'm like, no, you don't do that. He should love them. Even if they're evil, he should absolutely love them.
Yeah. And my only thought is, when the hell was that picture taken? Oh, my God. We'll rate we got a bullet train through these folks. We'll do all the ratings and stuff at the end of the podcast because these episodes are just so bad. Up next is Tails' Tale.
Recognize that yellow gunk? It's sleeping gas.
And that pilot's asleep at the stick.
You gotta help him, little bro. Rev it up, Tails! Rev it up!
Which has nothing to do with Tails, honestly. I mean, yes, Sonic does mysteriously vanish, and Tails, the Professor von Schlemmer, and a pilot named William Ledoux searched for him in the Pyramid of Appear to the Comanches or something or not. Sonic mm-hmm. says segment was all about computers. Yay. The episode, I think it's in Satan, where they do the adopting thing with Tails. That was more of a Tails episode than this was. I mean, yes, Sonic does disappear. Yes, this is this episode does focus on the secondary characters, but this really has, like, I thought this was going to be like some sort of backstory for Tails or some sort of flashback to his childhood or something. The name of the episode and what actually happens in this episode has nothing to do with each other whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, it's just kind of like a weird hodgepodge of ideas, and it almost seems like it's maybe an adaptation of the Tails Adventure game on the Game Gear,
because
that's kind of a weird game in the Sonic series where it's I know this is the wrong game to compare it to, but it's almost like a Metroid game, how it's open ended and it's just made for exploration, and I'm like, well, that might be what they're doing with the temple here, is, you know, I don't know, maybe, but I really don't understand this episode because it's such a weird amalgam of shit. You introduce this one character who's only around for one episode, and he has nothing to do with the plot. He's just kind of there, you know, to have probably just so Tails has someone to talk to over the episode because he's not with Sonic.
Yeah, I guess. This was 93. This is still 93. November 25th, 1993. I wish that they would have almost done a Bueller thing with this and not necessarily turn Tails into Ferris Bueller, but use the breaking of the fourth wall camera talk angle instead of, like, so we would feel that we're actually doing something with the cartoon. You know, that's not obviously what happened.
Right.
Hero of the Year might be the best episode of today because Wes Weasley pretends to host a roast, actually a clip show to Sonic, that Robotnik uses to force his surrender. The Sonic Says segment was all about alcohol. Don't drink, kids. Please. No drinking. No driving. No nothing.
they're imagining what you want to do after watching this show.
Oh, that's this one wasn't like I said, anytime Wes shows up, I like that guy because he makes the show that much more fun, and I just love his voice. I
wish I could remember what character actor they're impersonating there.
It is just a clip show, but it is kind of a fun clip show. So, any thoughts on Hero of the Year?
Well, I was going to shit on it for being a clip show. I'm like, oh my God. I can't believe it. I forgot that they actually did episodes like this back in the 80s and 90s. And I'm a little surprised to see it show up in a show like this in the 90s. Because by that point, those were becoming rare.
Yeah.
So here it is, an episode where they're just have an excuse to show, you know, clips from older episodes. And I do believe that nearly every single character, secondary character that had shown up in the series prior, shows up in this episode, including the fucking robot that we were just introduced to two episodes ago. So it's just kind of like, there's no plot to this episode. It's literally just something bad happens to Sonic's, or Sonic gets double-crossed, and something bad happens, and it's just an excuse to have a bunch of clips in the show.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And last one up for today is Fast and Easy, which this cartoon is not.
Mm-hmm.
A pickpocket named Easy Eddie picks at Robotnik's Chaos Emerald Ring. Much to his anger, Sonic must keep Easy Eddie hidden so that he can discard the ring. And don't forget, folks, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Right.
Wake up early, eat some breakfast so you can go pickpocket everybody. Oh, God. If they took the pickpocket angle out of this and just left the Chaos Emerald ring thing in, this is the one that I said that should butt up against Prehistoric because it has something to do with Chaos Emeralds again. But yeah, this was Easy Eddie is about as annoying as Scott and T-Bob.
Oh wow.
It's
just another episode to get the Chaos Emeralds in there again. It just it's so weird how rarely they show up in this show. Mm-hmm. Or how rarely they show up in either show. They weren't in the other show at all.
No, they weren't.
Where they should have been in Sadam, it would have made a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we only get to see Easy Eddie the one time, the Easy Eddie the pickpocket. You know what the difference is between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom? One snatches watches.
Oh, that's not right. Dude. That's
all I have to say.
That is so not right. Oh, God. Man, this is a fast podcast. That's it. And honestly, the entire episode was a PSA for Fast and Easy. The whole episode was don't steal, don't pickpocket, you know, Eighth Commandment, this, that, and the other thing, and everything else. And I don't know.
Don't be Eddie Guerrero. Lying, cheating, stealing.
That's a low blow.
Oh, it's not. That's what his gimmick was.
I know that's what his gimmick was, but the man is dead.
Well, he'd laugh. He's not him for being dead. He stole the title from Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
That was the best part of that.
Yep. All right, so what are we going to give these, starting with Roadhog?
I guess I'll give it like a 1.
I'm right there with you, because none of that episode made sense.
Here's the part that didn't make sense the most. It was, there was one part where he gets hit with the pollen again, and then he gets hypnotized back into being Sonic. I'm like, wait a minute, that's a little too meta. It's like, how do you get hypnotized back into not being hypnotized?
Yeah. That's... No, not good. The Robot's Robot?
I'll give it a 2.5. It's a funny premise, not executed very well.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. I mean, I'm going to give it a 1.5 for the simple reason that... And I forgot to bring this up when we were talking about it. There's a part in this where they get the robot wet. Or no, Sonic uses water against Scratch and Grounder. And I'm like, who the fuck are you, He-Man? You can't do that crap. You're not supposed to... In robots, I mean, you know, you'd think that, you know... it wasn't out yet. I was like, has anybody learned from Mel Gibson? Don't put a radio in the bathtub. But it's one of those things where it's like... The robots are metal, they're made of circuitry, they're made of wires. We've seen them get electrocuted before in other episodes, and yet you're going to defeat them with water. Tails Tale.
Kind of a dumb episode. Actually, it's another episode in which Robotnik is screwing another villain. It's funny how often counterfeit money comes up in these last few episodes.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give it a 2.
I gotta go with a 1.5. It really had nothing to do with Tails other than trying to put him in charge. Hero of the Year?
I'll give it a 0.5 just for being a clip show.
I gotta give it a 3. I love Wes Weasley. I just love that guy. Fast and Easy?
I'll give it a 1, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I liked Easy Eddie a little bit, but there are better characters that do that gimmick than he did. So, all right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. I know this is a short one, but... can you blame us? We've gone through almost 65 episodes of this show, and we got 5 left to go for next week. So we'll be back after this.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. for action, comedy, mayhem, and more. Read it now at DASIEN.com. DASIEN.com.
All right, we are back, and it is time to close this one out. 5 episodes left. Can it get any worse? Probably. That's all Neil can do now, folks, is just sigh, because...
At least it's almost over. We're on the home stretch.
Yeah, we're in the home stretch. That's right. I feel like Jack from Hook. Run home, Jack. Run home. Oh, boy. Where can the people find your stuff online, sir?
DASIEN.com. DASIEN.com. And you can find my Twitter account there, which is P. Lynn Bailey. And you also want to look me up on Facebook. I'm at facebook.com/raving.hipster. I'm also producing a new movie commentary podcast called The Big Bad Movie Show, which should be on YouTube about when this goes up. Just Google it for now. I don't have a web address set up for it yet, but it should be easy to find.
Uh-huh. You can find me on Twitter at TFUandMike. Follow Geekcast Radio on Twitter for all the other network updates. Tune in next week when we've got the final episodes of Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, which include Lifestyles of the Sick and Twisted, Sonic is Running, Robo Ninjas, Sonically Ever After, and the truncated Christmas-themed podcast entitled Sonic's Christmas Blast. Yay!
Yay.
Thank you for listening and helping us find the pixels in the animation. We will catch you next week, folks.